Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Trae Young will put it in play to DeAndre Hunter. Ball game over. Bulls win. Bulls win. Bulls win. 131-116. And life remains for the Chicago Bulls.
Eastern Conference playing games last night. Good morning, Metroplex. The sun is out, but the wind is still here. Thank goodness. We are at the Invited Celebrity Classic, Las Colinas Country Club in Irving. Sean Sharif, our Jay Choppy, and our Cowboys insider Bobby Roberto Belt just do not know what else is going to happen today. Terry Francona, Tom Glavin, John Smoltz surprising us during the commercial-free expressway. But let's talk about the Dallas Mavericks. And they were thrown into a rumor yesterday. Sam Amick said that the Mavs are worth watching as a possible suitor for Klay Thompson. So let's start off there.
What would his nickname be if we're going with the Evan Carter route?
0 for 10 shooting night Klay Thompson, as we call him.
34 years old. Obviously not the same guy. He was talking about like max contract before this season.
Bad mistake.
That's not going to happen.
He's about ready to get Caitlin Clark money at this point. Salary, anyway.
What was that endorsement deal for Caitlin?
She got an eight-figure endorsement deal with Nike. They're going to make a Caitlin Clark shoe. When are you going to go get that one, Sean?
Like that?
So, Klay Thompson is a possibility. Some Mavs fans wrote back, no, we already have Klay Thompson and Tim Hardaway Jr. We don't need another chucker. We don't need another bricker.
Klay Thompson could stare up into the eclipse, go blind, be post-Achilles, and I would give him double the minutes of Tim Hardaway Jr.
Stop it. Stop
My
it.
Gosh.
You do not want to do that.
Ugh.
His three-point percentage, okay, these are the three-point percentages over the last 4 years. 40, 38, 41, back to 38 this year.
I mean, that's not bad.
He scored 18 a game. Like, okay, I'm not going to look. Don't look. Highest points per game average in Klay Thompson's career. What's the most that he scored?
22.
Yeah. And this year he was at 18.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe the Klay Thompson plummet and fall off is a little more exaggerated.
Well, if the question is, can he still get, when teams are trying to lock him down, right? And I don't think there's a coincidence that this is in a play-in game, a playoff game, right? So, can he get open when they're trying? Teams don't try 1 through 82 on defense as much as maybe fans would like. But when it comes down to a point where it's a playoff game and they're trying not to give him open shots, now listen, he was not going to – you play that game back 100 times, he's not going to go for 10 again.
Right.
You know, he had an off night coupled with the fact that guys were in his face, and that's going to happen. But, I mean, yeah, Klay Thompson can't be your two on a great team.
No.
But he could be your three. He could be your four.
Yes.
And that's a heck of a three or four.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a little – relative to when we're talking about a fall off.
Right.
Because Klay Thompson was one of the best shooters of all time. And so, like, pre-Achilles, he shot 46% from the field, 42% from three for his career. These 3 years since the Achilles injury, he's shooting 43% from the field and 39% from three.
And what's he giving you defensively anymore?
Like, yeah,
that used to be a part of his game.
He doesn't move the same way anymore.
Vegas sent me the free agency odds from Bet Online. Klay Thompson's next team, if not Golden State, Orlando's the favorite. Orlando. OKC, San Antonio, Philadelphia, the Detroit Pistons. I'll just fly through some of these other names. Chris Paul's next team, Clippers, Lakers, 76ers, Bucks. Draymond's next team, Detroit, Michigan State, John Smoltz. The Pistons, Heat, Dallas Mavericks tied for third with the Orlando Magic. Steph Curry's next team, the San Antonio Spurs.
Go play with Wemby?
From Vegas, 2-1, then the Lakers, Hornets, and Miami Heat. Trae Young's next team, Lakers, then Bulls, then Mavericks. So those are some of the next team odds.
That'd be interesting.
No thanks.
Want Trae Young?
No.
Nope. You got nothing. You don't think Trae's a good player.
I don't know if he's not a good player. He's not a fit here. I got two ball-dominant guys.
He would need the ball in his hand too many times.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. Kyrie, Trae, and Luka?
Yeah, no, that's too many ball-dominant guys. But
no thanks.
I mean, he's good enough. He's not a one, but, I mean, I think he'd be a really good two on a team, just depending on what the fit is.
Well, is he going to, like, be a little unselfish, like, with his shots? Like, he just has the all-time green light.
He's a chucker.
He's a chucker. All right, what do the Mavericks have to do? Just like we say, the Cowboys have to get to the NFC Championship. The Cowboys have to do this to not be considered a playoff failure or have their season, you know, be deemed as coming up short. What's that answer to the Dallas Mavericks as we start the playoffs Sunday against the Clippers?
Win a series. I do think you need to beat the Clippers. Look, I think
who's the favorite?
Mavs.
This is
-135
on the road.
That moved, didn't it? Because it was the other day. It was -100 for the Clippers and +120 for the Mavericks.
I saw yesterday on my account was -135. Now that could be after the Broussard speculation with Kyrie and his knee.
Kawhi.
I'm sorry. Kawhi. Vegas knows far more than Chris Broussard does about the health of Kawhi Leonard or anybody for that matter. So I saw yesterday Mavs were -135 and the Clippers were plus money.
All right, give me the scales. Like the Cowboys losing to the Packers on a scale 1 to disappointment was like a 9 or a 10. If the Mavericks lose to the Clippers in 7, what's the scale?
Disappointment.
Yeah.
So just in a vacuum, the disappointment's a 5. Yeah. Like it's
so
whatever.
Can we call that a failure
in the sense of the context of you've lost to them twice already and you've played so well down the stretch, especially compared to them, that would hurt to like lose a third time where it's like how much better a position do you have to be in to potentially take them out and you're still not able to? I think that ultimately success is you get past the Clippers. Anything after that is gravy.
Oh, I think if you get past the Clippers, then the absolute minimum is the West Finals.
Oh, I think I
would be far more disappointed with beating the Clippers and losing to the Thunder, because you should absolutely beat a team that has never done anything in the postseason.
Oh, Ruben you need to turn on your mic.
I'm sorry about Ruben,
ouch,
but
he looks so mad.
You know, history shows the Thunder should probably lose their first round series. That's just the reality of it. No, they won't, because they're probably not going to play. They're not going to play a great team.
I feel like your expectation for the Mavericks, your playoff expectation, is higher than ours in terms of what they have to do.
Well, look, I mean, when you finish the season the way they did,
yep.
There's very few. I mean, name me the team that is better than them today, the way they've played over the last month and a half, 2 months of the season. You're going to find not very many teams. And I think they've put themselves in the position to have those lofty expectations. Then you couple the fact that they're on the opposite side of the bracket as Denver. And this is nothing. Find me the team where it sets up better than.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I mean, in the West, at least. I don't think it sets up better for any team.
So you think they have to get to the West Finals?
If they beat the Clippers, yes. Then I think that I'd be disappointed if they don't beat OKC. If they lose to the Clippers, look, the Clippers are still a good team. They've been a good team all year. And they're a veteran-laden team. There's no shame. To me, there's far more shame in losing Oklahoma City than there is losing the Clippers.
Find a lower seed, like one of the road seeds?
Yeah, find a team that isn't like the one or the two that has a better setup to make the conference finals than the Mavericks.
What's the fan text saying? 877-881-1053. Like, what level of I'll be disappointed because I'm picking the Mavs. Like, how many people are going to pick the Clippers? I'm not even really considering the Clippers. I'm picking the Mavericks in the series, so I'll be disappointed, but, like, it won't touch the Cowboys-Packers disappointment.
No, nowhere close. No. 817, you can't be mad if the Mavericks lose to the Clippers. The Clippers can potentially at least get to the Western Conference Finals if you're not playing no slouch. 361, if completely healthy, they should be in the Western Conference Finals. Look, I mean, there is
I don't think there's any shame in losing the Clippers. I think there's more shame in losing OKC.
In general, like, what's one of the lines that you hear about, in basketball over the years is that, like, youth plays in the regular season, grizzled veteran age plays better in the postseason. Like, that makes a difference there. And so, sure, like, Oklahoma City, they're a good basketball team, but they are also very young. They're as young as the North Carolina Tar Heels in terms of their starting lineup. And so that's going to be, when you're going up against Dallas, Dallas has matched up pretty well with you, especially after the Gafford trade. That's potentially something that's going to set up nicely for the Mavericks, even though they are on the road. So, I mean, Western Conference Finals, I think, is absolutely attainable for Dallas. I don't feel like that's an unrealistic goal, but I wouldn't be disappointed if they beat the Clippers and then fall short against the Thunder.
Mark Cuban was on the Run It Back pod, and he was asked if Luka is the greatest Maverick of all time.
Is he the greatest Mav of all time already? It's got to be,
yeah,
right?
Dirk is going to disagree with me, but he is. And the difference is, Luka can control all aspects of a game. With Dirk, you had to get him the ball in his spot. He's not going to bring the ball up and just attack. And I think that's the big difference. And, there's no disrespect to either. They're both, top 10, top 15 players of all time. And so I think the bigger question is, where will Luka rank all time? And I don't think there's any question. He has the ability to be top two, top three all time.
Look, top two is tough to crack. Let's just put it out there. It's going to be real tough. You're going to need a minimum.
Top two all time?
Because he said top two, top three all time. To get to the top two all time, let's forget the two, top three, you're going to need a minimum of four championships.
Yeah.
Even to crack the top five, you're going to need a minimum of four championships. So that's a long way to go.
All right, let's talk about this Jontay Porter gambling scandal. Oh, Bobby's been following it. Now I need to rely on Choppy for the breakdown of what this guy did. This is the brother of Michael Porter from Denver on the Toronto Raptors. He got banned for life yesterday. He was betting on the NBA. He was feeding some other bettors his injury status.
An accomplice, yeah.
He was leaving games early for his own individual over-unders to hit, and he bet on his own team to lose.
Ooh, that's bad.
Final nail.
Gone. That was the final nail. Now, he wasn't playing in that game, right? He was hurt for the game that he bet on them to lose.
No.
That's the way I read
he had to lose, yeah. The two games where the unders were bet heavily, he did leave
the
game.
He knew he was injured going in, and he was going to give it a go.
One was an injury, and one was, I'm sick, and he left.
Yeah, and that's like
that. Sportsbooks notice irregular betting on the over-under on his stats in two Raptors games. In both games, he left after playing only a few minutes.
Some people are dumb, all right? Some people are dumb, and the accomplice
here. He didn't do this for, like, a crazy payoff.
Well, $1 million.
He didn't get the...
It was an $80,000 bet to win over $1 million.
Yeah.
And
it never got paid out.
It never got paid out.
But the bets range from $15 to $22,000, totaling $54,000. The NBA said the total payout from those bets was $76,000, net winnings of $22,000. So besides the $1 million one, we're like talking about $20,000, $30,000.
We're talking peanuts here for an NBA guy. This is where, like, you know, they needed to be smarter. Like, if you place a bet that is way over norm on a guy that isn't a household name.
Yeah.
You're going to raise some eyebrows. And there are only – the betting world is so small. There are only a handful of gamblers out there who place these kind of wagers, and all the gamblers know who they are.
Really?
So when somebody – Billy Walters did a great – he's got a book out there. He's a Texan. He's a legendary gambler. He's the GOAT. He's the GOAT of gambling. And he is the one that figured out – I think it was the Arizona State scandal from years ago. And he's like, these kids came in betting $80,000. We don't know who they are. Nobody comes in and places bets for $80,000 unless we know who they are.
Right.
All right. And if you do that, you're just dumb. Like, place a $5,000 bet.
Right.
All right. Get to be known. And then you start increasing your bet because the gambling world, they all know the whales. They all know who's placing big money bets. Mm. And if they don't know you, it's a red flag immediately.
So they knew Ipe then, the Dodgers. That's, or did they know Shohei? Yeah, did they know Shohei?
Place at least 13 bets on NBA games using an associate's online betting account. And then he sat there and bet. He bet on them to lose.
Bet on them to lose. That's it. And then you're done.
Night-night.
Then you're done.
See you later.
You can at least justify it if you bet on them to win. But the moment you bet on them to lose, it's like, okay, we're done here.
It is Jack Leiter Day. The Rangers get the W yesterday on this radio station. And a baseball insider says, after what this guy did to the Rangers, he needs to be dealt with. That's next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.